Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Wasn't it fabulous? We're honoring all our men and women in uniform, you know, present and past, possibly future, right? Yes? Oh, it was great. Sunny weather, a little bit of rain, but, you know, hey, flowers need a little bit of rain here on the East Coast, but hopefully you all had a great time. You're healthy and well, rested. Hope you got some rest in there. And we're all going to empower you this hour. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. So thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. And we're going to be talking about some herbal bodyguards. Yeah, we're going to be talking about how we can tap into the power of some of these herbs to help us out. And we're also going to be talking about some of the things that are toxic to you, food, sundry items, stuff like that. You may not realize why they are. So we're going to tap into some of that information for you so you can make healthier, savvier choices out there in the marketplace. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, don't forget that the folks at it's Seattle Organic Restaurants. They have more than just, you know, where to go eat on the West Coast. They have lots, thousands of nutritional articles. If you've been wondering about what a healthy lifestyle looks like, hey, check out their information there. Wide range of nutritional topics that will pretty much meet most of your needs. And tell them I sent you. If you want, you could just click on their banner. It's really easy. That's on the link page at thepowerherbs.com. And just enjoy. Also, let's see, what else do we have? Dr. Carly's going to be here in just a few short days. I mean, because this month of May is just about had it. But she'll be here with us on the 18th. So, and you know, the summer's going to blow by before you know it. Time has sped up. And we are going to do the quack report. But before that, a big salute and semper fi to all our military. We're always lifting them up in prayer. And I'm praying for all of America. Righteous leadership in this land, please be restored. And, you know, before it's too late, because we've got some serious issues that we have to have a supernatural assistance of the Lord on. And by the way, if you get time, check out Hebrews chapter 10, where it talks about three kinds of faith. You have a saving faith, you have a faith to live by, and then you have works of faith. Should know what those are, especially if you're seeking the Lord's face. Mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, Monsanto. You know, of course, there was that bill in the Senate that the U.S. Senate was, you know, kind of had the opportunity to vote on the farm bill, which allows for all products to be genetically modified to be labeled. So, you know, it's going to be an informational assistance to a consumer to know, hey, is this produce GMO or is it conventionally grown? Is it organic? What is it? So here it is. Here's this farm bill. It's an amendment that is before the Senate, and it was a Senate amendment 965. And all 71 U.S. senators, both Democrats and Republicans, voted against the amendment. They said, you know what, this is for the FDA to deal with. Where have they been? The FDA is so far up, the pharmaceuticals, you know what, Monsanto's too, that, you know, we're not going to get anywhere there. So, you know, write your representatives, tell them that they let you down big time. What else is in the quack report? Let's see. According to S.D. Wells, most of disease is not genetic. You're not born with it, basically. You know what I'm saying? You get it after you're born. You know, stuff like Alzheimer's, cancer, these are not genetic. But, you know, the modern medicine, your doctor would have you believe it is genetic. You inherited it from your parents. That's why they ask you all those questions when you go for insurance. Who had heart disease or cancer on your parents, your parents' side of the family, you know, your family tree? Should I shake the tree? Is it full of cancer? You know, but, you know, some honest doctors will tell you that, no, it's not inherited. You may be more prone to it because of your lifestyle, but it doesn't mean that you're born with it. Actually, they'll tell you all cancers are genetic because they have to do with your genes. But rarely is it inherited. That's the tricky part. And most people think they inherited actually 95% of your disease you get later. And what else? Last but not least in the quack report, let's see. Here's a question for you. One area of Congress which excels in its duty. Did you know there was one? I was shocked. I didn't know. Lawmakers in the Capitol are remarkably productive and efficient in one area, and that is naming post offices. Did you know that? Yeah. A new report from the Congressional Research Service, nonpartisan research division of Congress, they found that 20% of the laws passed in recent years were for naming post offices. Big job. Yeah, Congress has become less and less efficient, but the numbers are more striking in this one area. In the 111th Congress, which met from 2009 to 2010. The members there passed 383 statutes, 70 of which were naming post offices in the United States. In the 112th Congress, the last Congress to meet before the current one that convened in January, members passed 46 measures naming post offices out of 240 statutes overall. So they exceeded that. At least we can give them that.
And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks. Thank you, Frank. Okay, Frank's the very best engineer. Hope you all know that out there. I've been doing radio a while. Frank, you have to have some kudos. Where's that applause button? Can you find that? I'll just give you a little round of applause. Yes, Frank's the best. Okay, we're going to talk about herbal bodyguards. You know, human bodyguards. You know, the ones that the movie stars and some of your senators, congressmen hire. $1,000 a day. That's what they make. Did you know that? I didn't know they made that much money, but $1,000 a day for a human bodyguard. Protection at a higher level of security. That's what bodyguards offer. Well, wouldn't it be great if we could have our very own bodyguard, you know, to be a shield from danger and from injury? Wouldn't that be great? I mean, you know, be pretty cool. Where would you put them, though? You know, you'd have to have, you know, space. Well, you know, we just celebrated Memorial Day, and we honored our nation's armed forces. Hey! A national bodyguard, to be sure. That's what they are. Now, actually, all believers, they also have a spiritual bodyguard. That's the Holy Spirit. And all humans have a built-in bodyguard. It's called your immune system. You're born with it. So you want to know how powerful it can be? Well, we're going to find out in this first segment of the show. Let's talk about the new science out of the University of Pennsylvania. I call it the Seek and Destroy study that they're doing. Scientists from the University of Pennsylvania recently discovered just how powerful your immune system is. They took immune cells from patients, three of them. They tinkered with those immune cells in the lab, and they created what they called serial killer immune cells. And you may be asking, why? Well, they wanted to see if the cells would seek and destroy specific cancer cells. So the best results that they were able to publish were that they declared the killer cells to offer a remission in their small test group of three patients. So all this means is that symptoms of the cancer were diminished. They did not clinically reverse the cancer to restore health to its original state before the disease took place. That's called a cure. By, you know, medical definition, that's what a cure is. A cure is not, you know, controlling or managing your disease for life with drugs. Did you know that? So disease, so medicine doesn't cure squat. They don't cure a thing. They can't, because you're the cash cow. They can't cure you. They got to have your money. You got to keep coming back, you know, at the smorgasbord of antibiotics, you know, all you can eat. And all those life liberating drugs that, you know, keep you from dying. Well, they didn't cure anything. So science, when they're modifying human immune cells, you know what they declared it to be? Groundbreaking event. the treatment did not offer any solid long-term benefits. And at best, you know what this was? This was an experimental hypothesis on three people. Well, let's talk about some other reports here. Balance and Harmony, according to the Harvard Medical School Health Publications, they say there is little that you can do to enhance or boost your immune system. They say you got no control over that. You just forget it. All those products out there that say they can boost your immune system, it's hooey. That's what they're saying. Well, I would have to disagree. You know, I disagree with them. And I would speculate that they make such a statement knowing that the use of vaccines is attempting to destroy the human immune system from birth. So yeah, they're saying, you know, if you don't have an immune system, how can you boost it? See? Well, if you want to just do one thing to help your natural immune system, it would be to say no to vaccines. So the Harvard Medical School goes on to say that for an immune system to, quote, function well, it needs balance and harmony. Well, they admit that scientific medicine does not know about the intricacies and the interconnectedness of the immune response. They admit that. Yet they claim there is no scientifically proven connection between lifestyle and immune function. Huh? So what do I have to say to that? Well, I say it's a bunch of horse poop. That's what I say. Now you have to ask, if they don't understand the human immune system, they admit they don't understand it, all of it, then why are they injecting people with disease called inoculations? They don't understand. Why are they risking you? Well, the answer is that we're their biggest test group. You know, they're experimenting on us. So if you keep reading their report, they advise you to eat a healthy lifestyle to improve your defenses against disease. What? So which is it, Harvard? Lifestyle does not or does matter with regards to improving immune system function. Now, of course, we have links to these reports if you subscribe to the online newsletters that are located on the powerherbs.com website, which are free. Go out to your email every week. You'll get a lot of this information, the links to go check out the facts, and even coupons to use on the Apothecary Herbs website, thepowerherbs.com. So you want to check that out. Go to thepowerherbs.com, click on newsletters, and sign up. Now, your American Survival newsletter goes out Tuesday, so that would be today. And the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So sign up and get free information, empowering information. Seriously, this stuff people are sharing with family and friends, you know? I get so many requests every week. Add me to the list. Add me to the list. So make sure that if you do add yourself to the list, you know, if you sign up online, you know, make sure that your virus protection software allows you to accept the emails from us, okay? Well, let's talk about how we can debunk some of this scientific hooey. So there's a lot of mixed messages, downright lies, actually, with regard to your immune system with what medicine's telling you. One is that you cannot do anything specifically to influence the power of your immunity. And that's not true. I can prove it. If it were true, aspirin wouldn't work. It wouldn't lower a fever, which is a direct immune system response. So the fever regulates the number of and the speed in which your antibodies, which are made by your immune system, circulate in the body to neutralize disease. Therefore, aspirin or other pain products suppress the immune system response, and you're sicker longer. You may feel a little more comfortable, but you're just going to drag it on out. And people go, oh, I'm going to be hot. I'll have a seizure. No. Dr. Carley's been on the show to say you only get seizures from head trauma and vaccines, not from fevers, you know? So, you know, work with the fever, keep it wet, keep hydrating your body, okay? That's what you do. I look at a fever as the self-cleaning feature that your oven has, you know, self-cleaning ovens, you turn it on and it gets really, really hot and it cooks off all that crud and then you wipe it out clean. So, you know, your fever is kind of like that cleaning feature, cleaning out the garbage that's, you know, making you sick. So, aspirin. You might want to check into that, why you should avoid it. Now, vaccines suppress the immune system, and antibiotics suppress the immune system. It's a wonder we have an immunity left at all. Seriously. So, there is also the misconception propagated by medicine that most disease is genetic when it's not. Most disease is caused by toxins, heavy metals, chemical toxins, which, you know, a majority you're going to find in your vaccine. So, for instance, cancer is rarely inherited, but science has you believing it is. The truth is 95% of cancer cases are caused by lifestyle, making us more prone to disease and from other toxins, you know, that I've just mentioned, which, you know, tend to attack your healthy cells. So, yes, cancer is genetic because the disease messes with your genes through multiplying, but it's rarely inherited. Let's talk about food power. Okay, your immune system is capable of destroying some of the most deadly pathogens on the planet. The problem is we don't do our part to make sure our bodyguard is healthy and well. So the right foods and avoiding the wrong foods is going to go a long way to power up a wimpy immune system that's been beat up by antibiotics and vaccine and poor diets. So here's a list of foods that you're going to manage to make sure that you get enough of, okay? So think of your immune system as a bodyguard, and he's hungry. You got to feed him. Feed him good stuff. Vitamin C, of course, you're going to find in your citrus fruits. Broccoli, for instance, get that into the diet. Vitamin E, you'll find in nuts and whole grains. Garlic, natural antibiotic. You want to use that. Zinc, you'll find that. It's an immune system support mineral. You'll find it in beans, turkey, seafood, and beef. The bioflavonoids, you're going to want that as another immune support. Fruits and vegetables will have those. Selenium, you'll find in your chicken, your grains, tuna, eggs, sunflower seeds, and brown rice. Carotenoid, you're going to find the carotenoid, you're going to find in carrots and yams, and of course, your omega-3 fatty acids, you'll find in that lovely olive oil, your nuts, your seafood like salmon and tuna, mackerel, and flax seeds. So you want to kind of, you know, think healthy, think common sense, and get this in whole food nutritional sources. Get it in, you know, real foods, not GMO foods, not, you know, try to get, you know, certified organic grown instead of the conventional if you can. And you'll pay more, but you'll be healthier. So I say pay the grocer instead of the doctor. Easier. Saves you time and money. And, you know, you want to start young, okay? I want to address the expectant mothers out there. If you know somebody that's expecting, make sure breastfeeding is looked at as an immune system support. And it's going to be a support for the baby, of course. So lots of studies have been done on how breast milk helps children develop a normal immune system, which they'll have a higher tolerance to infections. So breastfed children have fewer colds and ear infections. They have a lower risk of sudden infant death syndrome, a lower risk of juvenile diabetes, and fewer allergies, to name just a few. So a review of over 130 studies on breast milk showed that the children had protection from even developing allergies. So the National Resource Defense Council, they find that breast milk is a very unique food source for infants, and formula manufacturers try as they may cannot seem to duplicate the nutrition in breast milk. So the breast milk is the best bodyguard nature can deliver to infants with an immature immunity. So infant formula can't pass on to the infant the antibodies that the mother has managed to develop from childhood through pregnancy. So this in itself will strengthen the baby's immune system, giving it an advantage over the formula-fed infant. So you can go to nrdc.org and type in breast milk and pull up that study. Okay, so you know what? You know what? We just had Memorial Day. And we even had reports later about people who were getting, you know, delayed Purple Hearts and honors and things of that nature. But you know what? This is great, but I think your immune system deserves a Purple Heart. I really do. Our immune system takes a lot of abuse, and it tries not to let us down. So we may let it down when we interfere with it by suppressing it with drugs and vaccines, but it will fight for us if we allow it to. So our immune system deserves a Purple Heart for putting up with all the abuse this toxic world dishes out. And a majority of people pretty much tired of being sick and tired and fatigued. So you can change all that. You don't have to let doctors tell you otherwise. Go prove them wrong. And you will, believe me. Their eyebrows will go up and go, well, my education was incomplete. Well, yeah, you're right, it is. So, you know, you want to pump more of those fresh fruits and vegetables into the diet, avoid those GMOs, add more water, and remove the dehydrating beverages, you know, a lot of that caffeine and alcohol. Also, you know, stop smoking if you are, and get some regular exercise that's appropriate for your situation, okay? So if you need some help getting some super nutrition into the body to support the immune system function, you know, try the Body Foundation food mix and the calcium formula. That's all plant-based, and that's made by the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They also offer a full line of herbal tinctures designed to work with the immune system to shorten the duration of illness. And they have other herbs that are beneficial for prevention if you want to look into that. Call Apothecary Herbs with your questions to request their free product catalog or to order on their toll-free line at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And when you get there, you'll see front and center on the homepage that the Memorial Day special still goes on through the end of May. So you have until Friday to take advantage of the special. You'll get 10% off your order plus free ground ship in the continental U.S. And if you're outside the continental U.S., there's a different code there that you'll save 15% on your order. And you have until Friday, so check that out. And, of course, our friends in the U.K., they can partake of that deal, too. Even though they're part of the European Union, we can send them small orders, personal use orders, below $3,000. And so they can, you know, kind of power up their immune system if they like, or stock up on stuff. And we used to serve U.K. folks, and they were always so pleasant. And it's nice to be able to wish them well again. So the U.K., you can power up yourself and get on that website and take advantage of the discount. Also, let's see, coming up, Dr. Carly will be with us, as I've mentioned, next month, so she'll be back imparting wisdom to us on the 18th. Don't forget to mark your calendar so you can be here. Of course, if you are signed up for the online newsletters at the powerherbs.com website, you can sign up for the American Survival newsletter that goes out on Tuesdays or the HealthQuest one that goes out on Fridays. You can sign up for both if you want. And you'll get empowering information from a lot of authors. Dr. Rebecca Carley writes, Ty Bollinger, Cancer Truth Chronicles, of course, Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Of course, you know, Melanie Cederstrom is the person you want to call if you want to tap into the, you know, backup currency. Definitely give Melanie a call and ask, you know, just say, hey, Melanie, I know I need some backup currency, but I don't know what. Can you guide me? And, of course, she will. Her toll-free number is 800-375-4188. So call Melanie at Discount Gold and Silver, 800-375-4188, and say, you know, Melanie, I heard Wendy say that you can help me out with some backup currency and lead me down the path that I need to be on, and she won't sell you what you don't need, okay? Been doing business with that woman forever, and most ethical woman in the gold and silver industry, so give her a call. And you know, if you haven't gotten that gold and silver, you better not wait too long. So while you're stocking up, stock up on those herbs, too. It's your backup. We got to take a break, but more on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your lawn. Down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about some toxic food. And, you know, the older I get, the more I hear about symptoms that are associated with certain foods. And the more I know that either certain foods are not for human consumption or the way the food maybe has been processed and makes it a toxin in itself. It's no longer a good, healthy, organic source. So let's talk about some food preservatives and things like that. Let's take a look and see how some of these things are going to affect our health. You know, many of the food additives you see when you read your labels, your MSG, monosodium glutamate, your BHT, your BHA, these are chemical additives, as you know, but they're considered safe by the FDA. Mm-hmm. So these chemicals are on the FDA's generally regarded as safe list, also abbreviated as GRAS, G-R-A-S. So guess what? Coal tar. You could take an aspirin. You know, anybody out there on aspirin therapy? Well, if you take an aspirin, not saying that you should do this, but just for FYI, if you heated an aspirin, it turns into coal tar, and that's a carcinogen. Did you know that? So the coal tar dyes are known to be carcinogenic as well, and they're listed as artificial colors. You're drinking soda, Gatorade, any of that stuff? Well, you're getting a carcinogen. Any artificial flavors, you know, these things are not good for us, our human bodies. Coal tar is an ingredient that they put in soft drinks. They also put it in cosmetics and medications. So any product that has really bright colors, strong flavors, or odors to them even, pretty much has coal tar in them. So foods with color dyes like blue dye number 1 or number 2 or red dye number 3 or yellow dye number 6, these all have been tested and are known to cause cancer. Brain cancer, adrenal cancer, thyroid, and kidney cancer in animals, lab animals. So, you know, big, big red flag. So there is another additive called DES, which is dithiocystobistol, and this is an artificial sex hormone that is used in food production. So this DES hormone, these residues are found in about 85% of your meat products sold in the United States. So the residues are considered dangerous, and the FDA is aware that DES causes cancer in organs, especially the uterus and the breast. So the United States is prohibited from exporting meat to 15 countries, and 21 countries ban the use of DES. So, I mean, you know, what do the European countries know that we don't? Well, they know what I just said. See? Let's talk about mixing a lot of this stuff. What happens when you mix a lot of these toxins together? Well, according to Dr. William Lininsky of the University of Nebraska, when we ingest foods with preservatives and color enhancers and flavorings, it causes the body to produce nitrosamines. Now, this toxic mix causes the liver, the stomach, the brain, and the bladder and your kidneys to possibly be at a risk of developing cancer. Dr. Lininsky calls this the perfect carcinogen. So we are told that drugs like your antibiotics, your aspirin, your diuretics, your immune suppressants, your antihistamines, your amphetamines, your, you know, pain medicines, and others actually will predispose you to cancer. Coal tar. Now, according to Dr. Ronald J. Grisanti of the Grisanti Center for Integrative Medicine, he says taking prescription drugs is really a toxin made to shock the body into healing itself. So the drugs are poisons, but they rouse the human body into a supreme effort to throw off this poison. And the result is a general weakening of your organs, a transfer of the site of the disease to a different area of the body, which, you know, temporarily smothers your symptoms until later when you're, you know, a little weaker, more tired, you burn, you know, candle at the both ends, then a more deadly form of the disease is going to emerge, see? Let's talk about some of the foods. One of the most popular staple foods in America is your dairy product, okay? You may be aware of the contents of processed milk, either the regular or organic, that it contains 59 active hormones and fat and cholesterol. And this is enough to cause allergic reactions in the human body. And the herbicides and pesticides and dioxins, up to 200 times the safe levels, plus 52 antibiotics, blood, pus, feces, bacteria, and viruses. You can see why, you know, pasteurization, they use that in an attempt to purify the milk. And, of course, Dr. Mercola said that they analyzed that one glass of milk, and they found antihistamines, antibiotics, pain medicines. They found all kinds of stuff in the cow milk. It was crazy. So countries that pasteurize milk have high rankings in the following diseases: heart disease, cancer, asthma, emphysema, pneumonia, diabetes, kidney and liver disease. So the natural growth hormones in the cow's milk, called IGF number one, is necessary, they say, for the young animals. They need their mother's milk to help them grow quickly. However, human adults do not. So what's worse is that we don't leave the growth hormone alone. We inject the cows with Monsanto's RBGH procellic growth hormone chemical to make the cows produce 80% more milk than normal. Now, before this hormone tweaking, cows produced just about 1 to 4 pounds of milk a day, and most of it was made into butter and cheese. With the injected hormones, cows now produce 55 pounds of milk a day in order to make milk a staple food in all of America. That's right. And because the cows are now producing more milk than normal, than they were designed to, the cows get mastitis. And that's an infection of the udder, where the milk comes out. So then what are they going to do? Well, they got to pump more antibiotics into that cow, see? See, it's a vicious cycle. So the report on growth hormone chemical in test animals showed that it had a direct effect, but were left out of the reports. So Canadians, they read the real data and before it went missing, and they banned the use of RBGH growth hormone. And despite what we've been told by the FDA, that growth hormones are, you know, safe, they're destroyed in the stomach, no problem, not going to be in the final product, which could be true if the baby calf would not grow rapidly, right? So the RDA of milk for human consumption is, that recommended daily allowance is 24 ounces, 3 cups a day. They're telling you drink 3 cups a day, have strong teeth and bones. Mm-hmm. If you follow that recommendation, you will have a 10% increase in growth hormone 1GF in your blood serum. But most Americans are also consuming ice cream and cheese. Well, cheese is 10 times the concentration of milk. They're also consuming yogurt, and they're eating hidden milk and other foods on a daily basis. Have you checked the potato chips lately? There's milk in there. You know, if you get the potato chips that have, you know, the sour cream or some sort of flavoring enhanced on them, it's not just potato chips, you know, it's something else. It's you know, the mega potato chip. It can't taste just like a potato chip. It has to taste like something else. Well, then you've got milk products in there. So, you know, if I eat a potato chip, it comes out of a bag, if I buy them, comes out of a bag that has 3 ingredients on there: potatoes, oil, and maybe a little salt. That's it. If it's got more than that, I'm not interested. It's back on the shelf. There's only a few products like that there. You know, health food stores have them, but you got to read your labels, folks. Read your labels. Well, let's talk about the dairy tree for now. Other products made from milk are your cheese, like I mentioned. And cheese is pretty difficult for the human metabolism. And most are not making the connection that not all food is good for you. People are allergic sometimes to their diets, and they're not figuring it out. So each piece of hard cheese contains 10 times what's in milk. So it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese. Each spoonful of ice cream has 12 times the butter. Each spoonful of ice cream has 12 times and butter has 21 times the fat molecules in one sip of milk. So cholesterol-wise, if you consume 3 glasses of milk a day, it's equal to 53 slices of bacon. So I'm not kidding. The marketing to get us to consume more dairy is so aggressive and so strong. You know, you got to have strong bones, right? You got to have that calcium. We're consuming 80% more dairy than ever before, and osteoporosis is up 64% since 2001. Why? Well, milk is an inferior calcium food source, since it doesn't have sufficient magnesium and boron, which are required for proper absorption of calcium. So it does go to your bones, your muscles, and connective tissues. So cow's milk contains 10% ration of calcium. If you're looking at the ratio content, 10% calcium. And, of course, boron and magnesium are required, but it's not there. It's just not there. So you're not going to absorb but a fraction of the calcium if you get it at all. So where do you get your real calcium? You get it from green plants, fruits and vegetables. They has that 2-to-1 ratio that the body requires with your boron and magnesium mineral uptake requirement. So you'll get more out of eating oranges and spinach before you will from milk or yogurt. Let's talk about this processing, because since cow's milk has bacteria and they pasteurize it 162 degrees Fahrenheit for less than 30 seconds, not even a half a minute. So why are we told to kill the bacteria in water? Why are we told we have to boil that to 212 degrees Fahrenheit for several minutes? What's the deal? Well, you know, commercial cow's milk, you know, sitting at room temperature is going to double the number of bacteria in 20 minutes. So the standard for cow's milk is that it's allowed to have, you ready? 750,000 pus cells, 20,000 bacterial pathogens for every cubic centimeter of liquid before it's pulled from the market. Doesn't that sound yummy? I mean, you don't even know what you're dunking that Oreo into, do you? So for every quart of milk you consume, it has 20 million live bacteria, 750 million pus cells. What would 1 cup of milk have? Let's just break it down. 4,731,600 bacteria cells, 1,077,441 pus cells. That's disgusting. But that's what the scientific evidence says. That's what, you know, it's sort of like, you know, there's 150 different bug fragments that are allowed in processed foods because they know that there's, you know, roaches and so forth and so on in these manufacturing facilities, and they can't keep it entirely bug-free. So FDA allows them to have a certain amount of bugs in their products. Milk is no different. The milk's allowed to have a certain amount of bacteria and yuckiness in there. Well, let's talk about vitamin D. What about the benefits that, you know, milk gives you, that vitamin D? Isn't it worth all the risk and all the pathogens to drink that milk to get that vitamin D? You know, they fortify the milk with vitamin D3, which is made from pig skin. You didn't know that? Yeah, pigs absorb sunlight and convert it in their skin to vitamin D3. So other sources for the vitamin D3 are going to be sheepskin, fish liver, and pig brains. Yay! Therefore, it may be kind of difficult to obtain truly kosher milk out there. Unless you got your own cow, you know. But then again, if you've got your own cow, you know how they're feeling about that, you know, or raw milk thing out there now. Not good. Well, let's talk about an MD. What does he say about this? Well, Dr. William Ellis has this to say about dairy products. He says this: I like milk. I like ice cream and cheese. It's just as much as anyone else. But I don't eat them because I know better. They are simply no good for humans. End of quote. When asked why he said that, Dr. Ellis explained that milk or milk byproducts are harmful to adults and infants because it contributes to constipation, chronic fatigue, arthritis, headaches, muscle cramps, obesity, allergies, and heart problems. See, I already knew about that heart thing. I knew milk was bad for your heart, but he just confirmed that. So he also adds that many people are undiagnosed with lactose intolerance. You know, I'll say as a child that I suffered from eczema. Okay, that's what I had when I was a little kid. I got ear infections. I got, you know, strep throat and pneumonia. And I also had a sluggish bowel. And it was all because, you know, my family was, you know, into the milk stuff. What did I know? I was a kid, right? They say, drink this. It's good for you. What are you going to say, right? So I don't drink milk anymore. I stay away from it. I don't eat cheese, don't have yogurt, none of that. And I don't have ear infections. I don't have throat infections, you know, like I used to. You know, I might get one once in a while, but not every year like I used to. So dairy products tend to coat your system with a lot of mucus and trap toxins in, slows the system down, makes the bowel sluggish, which is your toxin removal route. So it just traps a lot of toxins in and overwhelms the immune system, and you get sick. Let's talk about milk in your heart for a minute. According to Dr. Ellis' research he did on milk, he said, in a blood analysis of his patients and their heart, he found that cow's milk contains an enzyme, xanthine oxidase, or XO for short, and it attacks the arteries of the heart and causes angina and arterial sclerosis. Now, he confirmed research done on this by Dr. Kurt Oster, chief of cardiology at Park City Hospital in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Dr. Oster found that when he took 75 of his patients off dairy and gave them vitamin B and C nutrition, it helped them to combat the milk's XO enzyme, so the damage that that enzyme was doing. Let's see what else. Dr. Kurt Elsel Becker, chairman of the Department of Medicine at the Harvard School, he says that homogenized milk, because of its XO content, is one of the major causes for heart disease in the United States. So you don't see that this XO enzyme problem, you don't see this with unhomogenized milk, according to the good doctors. So probably, this is probably why the feds raided the raw milk businesses. You can't have Americans finding out that milk keeps the American Heart Association and countless medical professionals, you know, in work, in their job. So the other problem Dr. Ellis found with milk is that it leads to overweight problems. So people drinking milk instead of water to quench their thirst, he says, it's going to lead to obesity. Each glass of milk has 165 extra calories. This problem is worse if you have cheese, and most cheese contains unrefined salts. Cheese enters people that eat a lot of cheese usually have problems with headaches. And we first learned about cheese causing headaches in the 1780s when a British physician, John Forthgrill, he did a research on the link between the cheese and migraine headaches. Some sort of enzyme there contains a trialine protein, triggers the headaches. All right, so we've got headaches, we've got cheese, and most people say, so what, I got Excedrin. Or migraine Excedrin, is that what it is? All right, well, there's more reasons. Researchers also discovered that milk products neutralize hydrochloric acid, forcing your stomach and digestive system to work twice as hard to digest protein and convert it to amino acids for energy and for your cells. Well, that's just nice. So with persistent milk consumption, the glands that produce the hydrochloric acid will break down and won't absorb the nutrients from your food that you need. So there comes the, you know, chronic fatigue. Dairy products coat the digestive system with lots of mucus. It's very sticky. Cheese especially will cause mucus to accumulate and affect even your sinuses and lungs. Cheese will cause the mucus it just leads to sinusitis and pneumonia. Let's just put it that way. Over time, the mucus coating of intestines will turn the lining of the intestine hard, preventing nutrition to be absorbed. So that's a problem, too. And, you know, drink more water. There's nothing in no harm in drinking more water to help move that mucus out. And you know what will move mucus in a skinny minute? Cayenne pepper. If you're full of mucus, put some cayenne in some water and drink it down. It'll move it. It'll move that. Well, I can see by the clock. I'm just about out of time. We're going to have to hold our other cosmetic topic for another time, the toxins in cosmetics and what you should look for. A lot of these popular sundry items, colognes and whatnot that all the teenagers are buying at, you know, the mall, at a lot of these department stores that now have their own line of fragrances. You know, you go in there for a pair of blue jeans and get a, you know, cologne too. Do you know what's in that cologne? Well, we're going to talk about that. We got a ton of stuff to talk about, but we don't have time right now. But I will encourage you to visit the powerherbs.com website and sign up for the free online newsletters, the Health Quest, American Survival, and get free information, empowering information to each week. And also discount coupons that you can use towards the products made by Apothecary Herbs. Hey, information that'll power you, make you healthier, save money. What could be better than that? Not too much. Taking my sip of my water. Speaking of water, I love water. So try to hydrate. Watch the caffeine that dehydrates the system. Watch the alcohol. And you'll be healthier. Hey, if you have a health topic you want me to cover, don't hesitate to send me an email off the powerherbs.com website. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.